And they did all their cooking on an old wooden stove until 2 years ago.
Wow.
It's yeah. a big restaurant, and people would come from everywhere, just hundreds of miles over there. They come from Tuscaloosa out there. It's closer to here than it is Tuscaloosa. It's up close to Utah, mm-hmm. going through that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the cotton patch, and it's just, but they just, they don't have the stove anymore. Billy went over there. He told me, one day we went that way. We usually go the other way going to Tuscaloosa, mm-hmm. through Greensboro, Hale
oh,
County,
yeah.
through that way.
Yeah.
But we went through Utah. He had to stop him at the courthouse and see someone. And when we passed this place, I said, Billy, do they still have the old stove? He said, no, we came over here a month or two ago. I think this was last year. And he said, they don't have the old stove anymore.
Yeah, that's been nice.
But that was, and we had the wood stoves and we had the fireplaces. But now you're talking about coal. But now at night, when you had those oak logs, you know, you could, when you go to bed at night, we never did. I don't remember that we ever did. This was before my time, but they would bank those coals,
mm-hmm.
put ashes on those coals,
uh-huh.
and get up the next morning, you could rake that back and there would still be red coals.
Really?
You put that kindling on there and put that wood on there and it would be 15 minutes till you'd have a roaring fire.
Wow. Huh. I never really thought of doing that.
Uh-huh.
You'd have
those ashes though, they were the problem. You'd have to take out those ashes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We had coal scuttles,
yeah.
you call it. That's what you took your ashes out, and little shovels
uh-huh.
that you took your ashes out in. That's
uh-huh.
what we had. And then after that then, of course, we had coal, and then we got to the electricity.
Yeah, that's really
good.
And gas. I love fireplaces.
Oh yeah.
And we get my mom would get used to get up in the morning and go in there and be a cold warm. She'd start a little fire.
Yeah. My children don't have a fireplace in my house down where they live. But Billy's in the process of wanting to build, and of course he's gonna have a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love a fireplace. Now my sister has one in Tuscaloosa, but that house is a little bit old and they're a little bit afraid. Myrtle never did his sister will the house to him,
mm-hmm.
To my brother-in-law, and she never did use it, so he has gas logs. He's a little bit afraid of it since it never has been used.
Mm-hmm.
So he has gas logs because they are centrally heated, you know, and he's just afraid that, oh, the electricity goes off so much out there. They live out at Northport, out right close to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever been to the airport in Tuscaloosa, they live right close to the airport. And the electricity's off out there so much, they have so much trouble. So he had a gas tank installed, and he has a gas log.
Uh-huh.
And it's so pretty.
It's so nice, yeah. It makes room.
Uh-huh.
You
want to glow. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But I think the real things are real nice. I would assume that you have the fireplace that your daddy has a thing that you open up and let the ashes die in. Or do you have to take the ashes
out?
Yeah,
take them out. He's got a little show.
Well, so many of the homes now that have fireplaces has a thing, you know, that you open up and the ashes fall.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to hook Miss Phillips' children into it. And Montgomery
mm-hmm.
has, both of them have fireplaces and they like that. They don't have to fool with the ashes.
Is there a name for the open part of the fireplace that sticks out in the room?
Mantle.
Uh-huh.
That's a mantle of fire.
Oh, okay.
That there used to be a fireplace there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I was wondering. It looks like there's...
Uh-huh, that's a mantle. Uh-huh. And it was a double fireplace. She has it. There's a mantle on her side. It was a double fireplace. See, Miss Phillips has one on that side. See, there's an apartment over there.
Uh-huh.
And she has a mantle, too. It was a double fireplace. Fireplace on this side and one on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But they closed them in. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's too bad. It'd be nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.